Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of April, recording at 9:15 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick review. Stock markets are mixed in here today. The best of the gains, such as they were, came from Asia, with China to the fore once again. European markets mostly a little bit easier in here today. Switzerland was an exception, but it closes a little earlier than most of the others, which had been soft anyway, but were weakened a little further by Wall Street's decline. And the US market was softer because of a surge in oil prices. Are currently trading at 65.85 in after hours, and the gasoline price is quite strong in here today as well. That's up, closed up 6.26 at $220. Now, the catalyst for today's rise in oil prices appears to be some fighting around the oil installations that are being attributed to or related to a disputed election result, which occurred a couple of days ago. Now, elsewhere, we've had a slightly stronger US dollar, but mind you, it had been a pretty persistent decline. So again, this looks to be in the dead cat bounce category, to coin a phrase. And precious metals, an interesting day in here, a little bit of seesawing, but silver is higher in here today. Gold is down a couple of dollars, 245 as I speak. Platinum gave up a little bit of, well, $9 of the excellent gains that it saw on Friday, and it was pretty well strong all last week. And palladium about unchanged following an early sell-off. Soft commodities mostly easier in here today, and that's threatening to become a bit of a trend. Well, it already is a bit of a trend for some of these commodities. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets, the overall upward trends are still very much intact. They're mostly orderly where they're occurring. There are a few markets that remain range-bound, such as Japan, but overall the performance has really been quite steady. Now, it would require some pretty clear downward dynamics to really trigger another somewhat larger reaction. And it was interesting and perhaps significant that the little fright over China last week was very quickly reversed by that market and other markets which had fallen as China fell by 4%, I believe it was, smaller than the decline on the 27th of February, as you will recall. I think that was 9%, but it just goes to show that China has increasingly become an important influence on global market trends. Now, that's hardly surprising, and I don't think that's going to change. Okay, so what can we expect here overall? Well, I think that's more of the same. We have an environment where the downside risk for the time being looks to be limited to the occasional somewhat larger reaction. I don't think that, for instance, that a medium-term correction is imminent at this stage, and that factors can change quickly. I hope I don't sound like I'm hedging my comments and saying that, but we keep a close eye on the charts. And if things start to go wrong in any of the key, particularly in some of the key leading areas, then I would want to react quickly. What are some of those key leading areas? Well, if I saw a surge in government bond yields, I would begin to worry. They've been easing very slightly here in the last few days. A spike in the oil price would certainly worry me. And a free fall in the dollar, again, that would concern me. And overall, any clear deterioration on Wall Street in particular would worry me. But we're not seeing those factors right now. And I maintain that the stock market scene generally is less overstretched today, despite higher levels, or less short-term overbought today than it was back on the 27th of February. But nonetheless, we are mildly overbought here right now, but all within these medium-term uptrends overall. So I have no intention of reducing anything in my investment portfolio, and I don't have any anticipation of putting on any hedges anytime soon either. Although last time I did that was on the 27th of February, following that big one-day downward dynamic, described as an OMG moment, as an oh my god shock like that, and will always tempt me to briefly put on a few hedge shorts. So what's doing well in here? Well, some of the oil sector is certainly not doing badly. The basic materials sector generally really remains quite firm. The Asian markets are showing generally a good solid performance overall, again led by China, as I mentioned at the beginning of this broadcast. Now, in terms of government bonds, I don't think we're likely to see more than modest rallies here, but I do note that the rally in bond prices that we've seen over the last week to fortnight, depending on which one you're looking at, is being led by the U.S. market, as expectations, at least on the part of people who are managing money in this area, have shifted a little bit more closely towards either the recession view for the U.S. or that the Fed is going to cut rates fairly soon. And I think the majority of people who are wanting to establish long positions in these government bond markets are probably backing the rate cutting view. So that has, U.S. bonds have steadied up here, and they may rally a little bit further. I'm not tempted by that move, because I think it'll be temporary, and the inflation pressures are going to be a problem. Stagflation's going to be a problem as well. But so far, there's enough liquidity still sloshing around in the system, and enough global growth momentum to underpin these stock markets. In terms of currencies, again, we have a very modest rally by the U.S. dollar, but overall, it looks to me like it's going lower, and I don't have a hard time justifying why the U.S. dollar should move lower. I think that the U.S. administration wants the dollar lower. Again, in terms of other reserve currencies, expectations are that the Bank of England is going to hike interest rates next month. Ditto, probably the ECB. And expectations are that if the U.S. does anything, if Fed does anything, that it's more likely to lower interest rates. So again, and with a soft U.S. economy, the background does favor further weakness by the U.S. dollar in here. That should be quite supportive of precious metals overall. Doesn't mean they're going to run on the upside, but it cushions downside to these occasional sharp, seldom lasting for more than a day or two or a week at most, downward moves that we're seeing in the precious metals, but overall within patterns that are generally ranging sideways to higher. And that's on strong demand, investment demand, it's on jewelry demand, it's on industrial demand as well. And the current upside is being led by platinum and palladium. Very impressive performance, particularly by platinum. I did increase my long position a little bit in here today in that market, having raised stops. And soft commodities, they're the bane of my trading portfolio at the moment. And that is providing a bit of respite on the inflation front, or will provide a bit of respite on the inflation front if it continues, and because food prices are quite emotive when they start to push up the CPI. And I think that's pretty much it. So, all the best to all of you.